killing the trees and peeping up through the soil occasionally as innocent-looking clumps of honey mushrooms. The giant honey fungus of Oregon was initially thought to grow in separate clusters throughout the forest, but researchers have now confirmed it is the world's single biggest organism connected under the soil. But size can be deceptive. What do you think, for example, is the biggest thing a blue whale can swallow? A small family car, maybe, or an unlucky sailor? In fact, the whale's throat is very small, almost exactly the same diameter as its belly button. The biggest thing it could ever hope to swallow is a grapefruit. For 8 months of the year, blue whales eat virtually nothing, but during the summer, they feed almost continuously, scooping up 3 tons of food a day. As you may remember from biology lessons, their diet consists of tiny, pink, shrimp-like crustaceans called krill, which slip down a treat. Krill come conveniently served in huge swarms that can weigh over 100,000 tons. The word krill is Norwegian. It comes from the Dutch word kriel, meaning small fry, but now also used to mean both pygmies and small potatoes. Krill sticks have been marketed with reasonable success in Chile, but krill mince was a disaster in Russia, Poland and South Africa due to the dangerously high levels of fluoride it contained. It came from the krill's shells, which were too small to pick off individually before mincing. The narrow gauge of a blue whale's throat means it couldn't have swallowed Jonah. The only whale with a throat wide enough to swallow a person whole is the sperm whale, and once inside, the intense acidity of the sperm whale's stomach juices would have made survival impossible. The celebrated case of the modern Jonah in 1891, in which a sailor called James Bartley claimed to have been swallowed by a sperm whale and rescued by his crewmates 15 hours later, has been nailed as a fraud. Aside from its throat, everything else about the blue whale is big. At 106 feet in length, it is the largest creature that has ever lived, 3 times the size of the biggest dinosaur, an equivalent in weight to 2,700 people. Its tongue weighs more than an elephant. Its heart is the size of a family car. Its stomach can hold more than a ton of food. It also makes the loudest noise of any individual animal, a low-frequency hum that can be detected by other whales over 10,000 miles away. Long-distance humming is one thing, but which animal goes hunk, hunk? It's the sound of a pig in Albanian. Pigs go hunk, hunk. Albanian dogs, on the other hand, go ham, ham. In Catalan, dogs go bup, bup. The Chinese dogs say wang, wang. The Greek dogs go gav, gav. The Slovenians, hov, hov. And the Ukrainians, half, half. In Iceland, it's a vof. In Indonesia, it's a gong, gong. And in Italian, it's a bow, bow. Interestingly, when there is less variety in an animal's noise, languages seem to agree more commonly on its interpretation. For example, nearly every language has a cow going moo, a cat going meow, and a cuckoo going cuckoo. Dogs even develop regional accents, according to researchers at the Canine Behaviour Centre in Cumbria. Scouse and Scots dogs have the most distinctive accents. The Liverpudlians have higher pitched voices, whereas the Scots have a lighter tone. To gather their data, the centre asked for owners and their dogs to leave messages on their answering machine. Experts then compared the pitch, tone, volume, and length of the sounds. They concluded that dogs imitate their owners in order to bond with them. The closer the bond, the closer the similarity in sound. Dogs also mimic their owner's behaviour. A terrier owned by a young family will tend to be lively and difficult to control. The same dog living with an old lady will end up quiet, inactive, and prone to long periods of sleep. If dogs are good mimics, surely frogs sound the same everywhere. Not a bit of it. There are 4,360 known species of frog, and only one of them goes ribbit. Each species has its own unique call. The reason everyone thinks all frogs go ribbit is that ribbit is the distinctive call of the Pacific